Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 13 years. He's been hanging out with us since his first time we worked with him. He's with the chief economist with the Small Business Administration. Now he's got the same job over the National Association of Manufacturers, and they're so happy over there they don't know what to do that they hooked up with our good buddy Chad Moutray. Chad, welcome back to the show.
I think after 13 years, we still look the same, right?
I haven't changed. My hair was not prematurely gray back then, too, Chad.
I think we just keep aging better with like
beautifully,
wine.
Beautifully, more like wine, right? That's exactly right. Welcome back, Chad. I'm glad you're here. You guys do a great survey of manufacturers, many of which are small businesses.
That's correct.
I always like to point out, people don't realize, I think the average person walking around the street out there does not realize how much American manufacturing is small businesses. So these surveys touch all the range of employers. So what did you find out?
Just to kind of echo off that, you know, we have 14,000 members. About 90% of them are small manufacturers, small and medium-sized manufacturers. So yeah, to get to the survey itself, we did the survey in February, and as you know, just talking to manufacturers just casually, many of them were pretty anxious in February. A number of headwinds. We've talked about this before. The dollar, obviously, where it has been, global weakness.
It's strong now.
And then, you know, commodity prices
in
general.
Which is not good for exporters.
That's right. Commodity prices in general. So, you know, everyone talks about lower crude oil prices, but also, you know, if you go to the Midwest, they're talking about lower agriculture commodity prices, steel and aluminum for that sector. So, you know, in general, manufacturers were pretty worried about the economy in February. And in fact, just 56.6% of our members were positive about their company's outlook. That would be a great number.
No, that's not good.
But that's down from 91.2%, you know, just five quarters before that.
Well, the only good news you mentioned was the lower fuel prices, but you don't save money. You don't save money on fuel if you don't have the orders to crank up the machinery to turn out the product.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, in general, manufacturers are benefiting from cheaper energy prices and that they reduce pricing pressures. But I think for the most part, manufacturers are seeing, you know, what I like to say is a large part of the renaissance that we've seen since the Great Recession in manufacturing has been energy related. As we've become a pretty dominant energy producer in the world, a lot of manufacturers have benefited from that. You know, the supply chain for manufacturing is huge. And so we've seen that kind of work a little bit in reverse now that energy prices have fallen. Now, the good news is
at least which means we aren't experiencing stagflation.
That's right. I mean,
bad economy, high inflation.
Obviously, crude oil prices are hovering around $40 a barrel now. It was $26 a barrel at the beginning of February, but still, you know, they're down 60+% from where they were, and so. You're still seeing a lot of folks in the energy sector who are pulling back on capital spending. You're seeing a lot of issues of layoffs, et cetera, there. And that's having ripple effects throughout the entire supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the good news is, gasoline prices are less than $2 a gallon. So certainly consumers are benefiting from that. But we aren't seeing a lot of increased spending as a result of that.
We polled our audience on that, Chad, about a month ago. In fact, the middle of last month, we said, gas prices are down. This is when they were the lowest. I mean, I paid $1.46 at one point for gas. And I said, we asked them, with gas prices now as low as they've been in a long, long time, are you seeing any benefit from consumers, any spending, increased spending? And that was not a good response. The people did not say that.
you've seen savings tick up a little bit. You've seen maybe additional spending at restaurants and bars. And in general, consumer spending has really helped keep the economy afloat. It was really the only real bright spot in GDP numbers for the fourth quarter.
Yep.
But you also, and as you noted, you almost get the sense that the consumers are holding back a little bit.
They're still deleveraging.
Yeah. So, you know, you've seen consumer confidence numbers move in the wrong direction in the last couple months. There's just a lot of anxiety out there. So, you know, whether you're talking about my survey or the consumer surveys, you get the sense that in general, the public is nervous, and that's resulting in the economy not doing quite as well as it could have.
Well, you've got nine arrows, and four are down, and five are up.
Well, I mean, certainly hiring.
And that's right there at your 56%.
Yeah, hiring and capital spending were negative in this survey, and that shows you just how much manufacturing.
That's not good for the next survey, is it?
No.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Chad Moutre with National Association of Manufacturers. Tweetail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.